Greater Sudbury Police Service is hosting an International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination event on March 21, beginning at 12 p.m. The event is being held virtually, and registration information for the free event can be found by clicking here. The event will include a singing of O Canada by Kalyani Krishna Nair, followed by greetings from Police Chief Paul Peterson, reflections on diversity, inclusion and equity, and a roundtable discussion with members of the Police Service's Diversity Advisory Committee. The event offers police a unique opportunity for us to reach out, INSPE. Robert Norman said during this week's police board meeting, adding that last year's event allowed police to make contact with more than 200 people. Collaborations such as these truly enhance cultural competence within our organization, and builds community trust and confidence. During this week's police board meeting, Norman presented an annual report, see page 8 of the March 15 agenda, on GSPS equity, diversity and inclusion efforts. In it, Norman notes that GSPS acknowledges that racial bias exists in Ontario society and in its institutions, including police organizations, and that it is imperative that the members of police services guard against its harmful influence. Norman's report cites a long list of efforts GSPS has engaged in on the equity, diversity and inclusion front, beginning with an advisory committee on racial and multicultural relations in 1989. During 2023 budget deliberations, the Greater Sudbury Police Board deferred the hiring of an equity, diversity and inclusion strategist in order to help pare the budget hike down to 5.66%. During this week's meeting, Norman described this position as essential to sustain equity, diversity and inclusion, and its forward momentum. Board member Jerry Lougheed has already spoken to the importance of revisiting this potential hire, which they're now poised to do during 2024 budget deliberations. Equity, diversity and inclusion staff work with the Indigenous community, the Diversity Advisory Committee and Chiefs Youth Advisory Council. Meanwhile, the Authentic Inclusion Reform Working Group is focused on ensuring a diverse and inclusive team is achieved through recruiting and ongoing employment practices.